Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. This week on the HR Power Hour, we're going to have two great guests. First, David Blades. He is the president of Retirement Planners International. And we're going to be talking about the benefit of offering financial planning as part of an outplacement package. Second, we're going to be talking to Hook Wheeler. He is the senior human resource manager for the Jackson Laboratories. He's going to be talking about some of the challenges that remote or rural organizations face when trying to hire great talent. David, thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, good morning. A pleasure being on.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, it's funny. I got to see you when you actually came out to the Lincolnshire International Conference here in New Hampshire. And, you know, it was great to meet you and your wife, and I hope you enjoyed the local New England flavor.
Oh, absolutely, especially the lobster flavor that followed.
Oh, we did have plenty of lobster, didn't you? Mmm, yum, yum, yum. That's a good sign. See, now I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry for the show. All right, well, you know, today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, and it's maybe something that organizations, people out there haven't really given a lot of thought to. And that is, you know, unfortunately, times the way they are, people have layoffs, people get outplaced. And during that situation, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of things are happening. And people always ask when that happens at our organization, at CMA, what do I need to do? What are some of the things I need to think about? And companies always say, what can I do that is best for my, you know, my organization, my people? Because look, they want to do the right thing. You offer financial planning through outplacement organizations that talks about how to really help them move forward. So talk a little about that relationship and why financial planning is important when you're really in these types of situations.
Okay, excellent question. And, you know, first of all, I've been in business 30 years. I've dealt with companies that utilize the services of a fine organization such as yours for outplacement, and I've worked direct with corporations when they have not. And I have to tell you, David, when we meet with the individuals, those that we meet that have come to us through an outplacement firm are so much better off emotionally as well as just being prepared for the time period that they're in versus those that come to us direct from a corporation that's not working with an outplacement firm. So the first thing I really want to stress is to use an outplacement firm because it gives the people a place to go. The people, you know, and David, goes beyond, above and beyond resume development and networking, but they're put into a group where everyone else is in the same boat that they're in. So it almost becomes an emotional support group. So when we meet people through an outplacement firm, they're just in so much of a better frame of mind to begin with. Now, on the financial planning, to answer your question, you know, a lot of times, Dave, when people are let go, while it's very important to understand their benefits, it's important to understand how to put together a good resume and how to properly network and interview, but this is not the first thing on their mind. You know, the first thing on their mind is financial. Am I going to lose my house? Am I going to be able to keep my child in college? Should I cancel my vacation? So what we're able to do is to put a plan around them so that we can reassure them and show them the best techniques to answer these questions that we know they have first and reassure them that they're not going to lose their house. They can keep their child in college, and they can still go on that vacation. And until we can eliminate some of this emotional worry and fear, they're just not going to dial into the things that an outplacement firm is going to be talking to them about, such as resume development.
You're absolutely right. I mean, look, we always talk about the shock, right, the shock and awe of what has happened. Even if you know it's coming, it still doesn't matter. At that point, they're in shock. And, you know, they do think about the fact of, oh, gosh, what am I going to be able to do? How much am I going to have to cut back? What is the financial situation I'm in? And on top of that, they may have a 401k, a simple plan, an IRA plan, a retirement plan. So talk a little bit about, if you could, some of the things that you think that people should know, companies should know, in regards to how they should handle those types of plans. Because, again, all they're thinking about is cash right off, right?
Exactly. And that thought process typically leads to a mistake. Now, how is that? Well, first of all, the HR department has supported 401k plans in their companies to help people prepare for their own future. These employees have not really had the ability to take money out of that plan, but now all of a sudden, due to their termination of employment, that 401k now becomes readily available. So just stop and think about it for a second, Dave. You're in a situation where you're fearful that you don't have enough cash, and then all of a sudden the 401k is put before you. So many people will reach into that cookie jar, they'll take that money out, and not only does it hurt them short term because of taxes and a potential 10% pre-age 59 and a half penalty, but it also hurts them long term because that money that they've withdrawn, as well as the tax money that they sent to the IRS, is no longer in their 401k or IRA. Therefore, they're losing tax-deferred compounding on those withdrawals for the rest of their life. And what's so sad about this, Dave, is that oftentimes we'll look and we'll see that they had cash value available in their life insurance policy. We'll see that they had a line of credit on their house available that they forgot about. Or we'll find cash in checking accounts or savings accounts, and the people will say, well, I didn't want to use that, so I took the money out of the 401k. I wanted to leave that cash available in case I need it later. Well, the 401k is the one that you should be using if you need it later. It should be the last thing you go to and not the first. And I might also add that a lot of people don't understand that the IRS will allow them to actually get their hands on that money without paying the 10% penalty, even if they are age less than 59 and a half. And that's called the IRS 72T exclusion. And again, I'm not going to get into technicalities here, but you brought up, very rightfully so, the 401k. And Dave, we have to say that that's the biggest mistake that we see people make when they leave employment.
We're speaking with David Blades. He's the president of RPI Incorporated. And, you know, David, we're talking about serious stuff for serious situations. And you obviously can't blame individuals when they are in a financial situation to look at a pot of money that is sitting there that is for retirement in 10, 20, 30 years down the road, right? They're thinking, I need it now. And, you know, reality is people think about the now, they don't necessarily think about the future. And that's a fault, but that is a fact. What do you think are some options that individuals can look at and say, hey, you know, what is it that I can do to structure myself now? Because really, people should think about it now before these things happen, that can make sure that they can be ready if something should happen to them or with the, you know, with a situation in employment.
Well, that's an excellent question, and Dave, I couldn't agree more that you can't really blame people. And you know, I actually like you making that statement because it shows me that not only do you have the expertise that you have from your many years of working with individuals in outplacement, but you also are empathetic to them, which is a very unique and very viable combination to have when you're dealing with people when they're under emotional duress. And you're absolutely right. You can't blame them. But some of the options, some things that people can be doing now, they can get a line of credit established on their real estate while they're gainfully employed. Oftentimes, if you go to the bank where you have your primary mortgage, they will do this without cost. They'll give you a checkbook. And Dave, you're not paying a dime of interest on it until you write the check. Now, of course, if you're not a self-disciplined individual and you're going to start writing those checks for emergencies such as cruises and going through Hawaii, perhaps not a good idea.
Oh, wait now. I think that could be an emergency. It depends on how you define it. No, I'm just kidding.
I would have to admit that I agree with you. A cruise or Hawaii could constitute that being an emergency. But, you know, they can start to set themselves up. So, let me give another example. We had a deadly tornado come through our area. It came within about a mile of my house, and I'm sorry to say that there were several fatalities. They told us it was coming in advance. So in advance, I simply prepared. I took some things downstairs and put them around the pool table, knowing that we would be crawling under there if we needed it, and just did some simple things, just some food and some water and a flashlight. Dave, I prepared ahead of time. And that's what I'm seeing that a lot of individuals could do, as you just alluded to with your question. They could get a line of credit in place. Number two, keep the charge card debt down. Keep your debt down. Don't assume that if you're both working that both jobs are going to last forever. Be prepared for the worst. Think ahead. Plan ahead. And I might also add that HR can help people plan ahead. I work with a lot of Fortune 500 companies that will have firms such as yours come in, Dave, not at a time of outplacement, but at a time prior to a time of coaching. And oftentimes the outplacement firm will bring in a financial advisor, and through coaching and financial planning, they will help people put together a financial plan. And as part of that financial plan, there will be emergency contingencies built into it. So not only can individuals plan ahead, HR can plan ahead by offering some of these sessions through an outplacement firm.
No, I think that's an excellent point, and companies may not have thought of things like this. You know, one of the things that organizations say is, oh, you know, we're taking care of our employees because we have a 401k. We're taking care of our employees because we're thinking about, you know, how to make sure that they are getting paid appropriately and benefits are appropriately. But one of the benefits they really could look at is how to help them financially succeed in life. And that's not necessarily something that always is thought of as a benefit. But you bring up an excellent point that is something the company should think about as a benefit.
Yeah, and you know, it actually benefits HR. It doesn't just benefit the employee, because when we've gone into corporations ahead of time and we've helped people set up financial plans, and then when and if something happened down the road, not only were those employees better off, but the company was better off because the employees handled it better. HR and benefits received far fewer calls after a downsizing if they had already put some coaching in place ahead of time.
You're absolutely right. And you're listening to Dave Blades. He is the president of RPI International. You are listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAKorea.com and on WLOBRadio.com. David, I got to tell you, one of the questions that people always ask when it comes to financial advisors is they say, so why this individual? Why this firm? Why would you partner with a company? Why would you do that? And what is the background that would say this is an organization that can help me? I know you gave a little bit of background on you. Tell me about your organization. Tell me how you can help individuals and give me some certification of what gives you that right to do so.
Okay, excellent question. And I'll also, in that answer, with a little bit of how someone can do due diligence on someone if they'd rather work with someone local. You know, we were in Motorola for 15 consecutive years. Every month they would fly in their top-level directors and their spouses, and we would do a presentation and then work with them on a one-to-one basis. And the legal department at Motorola would do due diligence on us on an ongoing basis before we would allow, you know, they would allow us in. And the due diligence they did is the same due diligence that any other HR person can do on their own. So we'll talk about some credentials that people should look for, and then we'll talk about how to check them out. Now, I have a master's in financial planning. I'm a certified financial planner. I'm an accredited investment fiduciary and a registered financial consultant, 30 years experience. But you don't need all of that. You can simply put in your zip code and you can find a CFP or certified financial planner in your area by going to the CFP website. Once you end up with, and by the way, I would work with a certified financial planner because a lot of brokers, and I'm not putting them down, Dave, I don't do that, but they're just selling a product. A certified financial planner is more likely to be one that believes in the financial planning process, and an investment may or may not be part of that, but it's more of a planning process. And I might also add that, to my knowledge, there's no specific credential associated for the outplacement world. Now, the outplacement world has several coaching designations that one can achieve. And one thing I've done over the last 20 years in working with outplacement firms is I have gone into the outplacement world and I have achieved those credentials so that I can make sure when I'm talking with someone that comes to me through outplacement that I'm using the same language, the same lingo, and so forth as what the outplacement firm is so that the employee gets a consistent experience. Now, once you find a certified financial planner, that doesn't mean they're okay. You still have to do a little bit more due diligence. And the way that you do that is you can simply go to FINRA, FINRA.org. FINRA is our regulatory agency, Dave. And at FINRA.org, you can go into a broker check section. You can type that individual's name in, and you can see if they've had any disciplinary history. In addition to that, you can go to the CFP website and look for the same. So you always want to do due diligence with someone. The problem is that the outplacement world, working with individuals as they were just outsourced and downsized, that's a real unique niche because the psychic of that individual is different. You know, as an example, if you do look at an investment, well, you have to pick one that has less volatility in it while that person is unemployed because they handle loss different emotionally. And you have to start a financial planning process with someone throughout placement with cash. You know, where's the money? Dave, what was that movie with Toby McGuire?
Show me the money.
Well, someone in outplacement, that's their frame of mind. Show me the money. So you have to show people where they can go to for cash first. You have to show them what they can do to reduce their cash flow during the period of unemployment. So you have to really look at the financial planning process, but you have to then specialize it down to the psychic and the needs of someone that's coming to you through outplacement. And I don't know of any way to learn that other than just working with those people for several years.
When you're looking at companies that provide these services and when you're looking at organizations that provide these services, what are key things that you're looking for within that organization that you'll say, hey, these are the type of firms that I'll work with?
An HR department that truly cares about the people. Because a lot of the financial planning, and yes, I will tell you, it does benefit the company. It does benefit HR because when and if those people are let go, they handle it better. There's less calls going to HR. There's less calls going to benefits. But at the same time, there needs, and I should add one other advantage. When you're doing coaching and financial planning for existing employees and there is no downsizing associated with it, that sends and communicates a message to the employees that we care about you, not only as an employee, but we care about you also as an individual because a lot of the planning and advice that you're going to get through the coaching is something that you will benefit from after you leave here. So it really sends a strong message to your employees that you care about them. So I guess one of the first things I look for, above and beyond the size of the 401k or the number of employees, is just if we're dealing with some HR individuals that truly care about helping the individuals.
When you're thinking about, hey, this is an individual who has a decent amount of assets. I'm going to flip the coin here a little bit and talk about the individual. Has a decent amount of assets, has a decent amount of maybe retirement. They're in there, maybe mid to late 50s. Unfortunately, that is certainly a market today that's getting hit very hard in terms of layoffs and downsizings. And they come to you and they say, what should I do? I know there's no one size that fits all, but what are some of the things that you tell them, maybe one or two top tips that they can, that you can say, hey, these are things that I tell people they need to think about before they actually go out and make either bad decisions or make any decisions at all?
Well, Dave, great question. You know, what happens is oftentimes an individual will leave a company, they go right to a broker, and in 10 seconds, the broker is showing them an investment for the rollover, and they gobble it up. But yet, if that individual went to a doctor and that doctor recommended a prescription before even examining the patient, I don't think that same individual would be real eager to take that medicine. So the very first thing is to slow down, take a step back, and get a plan in place. You know, what's a plan? A plan is basically what do you have and what do you want out of life? And let's put that together. Let's do a plan to see where you're at and how to get you on track. And it looks at a holistic approach at income tax reduction, perfect asset allocation. You know, what percentage goes in stocks and bonds in order to generate the rate of return that an individual needs. I'll tell you, Dave, in 30 years, when I ask individuals when they come in, how did you choose those investments in your 401k? And how did you decide how much to put in there out of each check? Not a single time in those 30 years, Dave, has anyone ever said, well, I did a plan, and based on my plan, that was the dollar amount that I needed to invest on a monthly basis between now and retirement. And as far as the investments, well, that's the asset allocation that's needed to generate the rate of return my plan said I needed to accomplish all my financial objectives. Not one time. They'll say, well, I just chose that investment because it did great last year. Or I chose it because that's what Tom does, and Tom's really smart. So the first thing I would say is take a step back, take a breath, slow down, put a plan in place, and implement nothing until that plan's in place so that everything that you do implement is part of accomplishing a specific plan tied to your very specific goals and objectives.
You know, you're right on the money. I'm sitting here with a smile on my face. Of course, you can't see that on the radio, but the reality is that that is exactly what people say when they're investing. Either somebody else, I'm doing because somebody else said they did it, and boy, they've made a lot of money, and they're smart. Or, you know, it sounded good, it did well last year. Those are exactly the reasons, exactly the wrong reasons to be investing money, but in fact, that's what they do.
You're right. Everyone has different definitions of risk and risk tolerance. You know, I remember people used to say, well, put me in an investment, David, that will let me sleep like a baby. And then having four kids, I realized I would need to pick something that would make them get up every hour and cry. So everyone has a different outlook at risk tolerance, and that's why it's got to be so specific to the individual. You know, in the individual, you know, it's all got to be about helping the individual. There's advantages to an outplacement firm. There's advantages to the company and HR, but it's got to be about the individual. And I have to tell you, that's one thing that I really enjoy about working with CMA. I've worked with the majority of outplacement firms in the last 20 years, but the one thing that's just different with CMAs, there's just a caring attitude about let's make sure that we're taking care of the people. And then business plans are put around and put in place to support that, but it starts with that premise. You know, that's a big deal to me, and I really, really respect and appreciate the way that CMA has that in the forefront.
Well, I appreciate that very much, David. And, you know, that's why you've not only become a partner of our local affiliate here, Career Management Associates, but also through the Lincolnshire International platform. And I think it's important for organizations to know that these are some of the great services that can be provided out there. You know, the other thing I know is that you do a radio show in Chicago. I'm going to give you a second as we're wrapping up here. Tell me a little bit about it and tell me what station it's on, because I know that our listeners are always happy to hear about other things that are happening across the country.
Okay, well, it's on WLS. It's a 50,000-watt radio show in Chicago, one of the largest. I'm 58. When I was 16, I used to listen to WLS on my radio, my GTO. So it's been around for a long time. And it's on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m.
Well, that's great, because then they can switch back over to News Talk WLB, 1310 a.m. for our 10 a.m. show on Saturday. Dave, I got to thank you very much for being on the show today. Appreciate your time, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB. We will be right back.